Okay, what we've all been waiting for. Senate Bill 44. Provide reciprocity for the licensing of insurance producers. This is the real bill. This is it.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much. I did an overview on Tuesday, as you recall, of the Federal Act, Graham-Leach-Bliley, which is requiring us to bring you this lengthy bill. You will also hear that act referred to as GLB or GLEBA, and even the Financial Modernization Act. So it goes by many names. I have asked Sam Meyer, who is Assistant Director for the Division, to join me at the table if that's all right with you. Sam was very instrumental in the drafting of the national model, which was in works through his working group that he co-chaired with Delaware for 3 or 4 years. I mean, it was a very long time in the works. We just to give you a little history of how the process that we went through, I think is important for you to know. Sam, like I said, worked on that bill on a national level for a very long time. Right after session last year, we started internally working on this particular draft, because the model law, it was not a model that you could just wipe out all of our licensing chapter and replace it with the model. We had to incorporate in the reciprocity and efficiency aspects of that act, and so it took several months, a couple months at least, internally in my office to work through all of that and commingle where we needed to, and amend where we needed to, and repeal where we needed to. We then, for the past 6 months, have worked with industry, both agents and companies, those folks who are affected by this bill, to come up with the exact language that everyone could agree with and live with. And so that's kind of the process that we went through. What I will do now is just give you an overview of the bill. If you have any specific questions, Sam will be able to, I'm sure, in detail answer them, and probably will talk your ear off if you want him to. But let me give you an overview of the bill if I could. The Federal Financial Services Reform Act, Graham-Leach-Bliley, contains a provision that would create a national insurance producer licensing entity known as the National Association of Registered Agents and Brokers, or referred to as NARAB. This organization, by federal law, would circumvent states in the licensure of non-resident insurance producers if the states do not enact legislation to provide an environment of reciprocity in the licensing of insurance producers. The deadline for this reciprocity among the states is November 12, 2002. If the bill fails, and if the states do not pass reciprocity legislation, the National Association of Registered Agents and Brokers will be created to circumvent state laws. We will no longer be in a position to regulate non-resident insurance producers and adequately protect consumers of this state, and the loss of revenue would be approximately $3 million, which, as we talked on Tuesday, is really the bulk of the money that we draw from to fund the Division of Insurance. Insurance companies and producers currently must comply with different licensing laws and regulations in 50 states. True reciprocity and uniformity will substantially reduce operating costs of insurance companies, producers, and will create greater efficiency for the administration and issuance of licenses for the regulator. Senate Bill 44 is based on the NEIC Producer Licensing Model Act and provides for the elimination of any reference to agents and brokers who will be referred to as licensed producers. It defines key terms used throughout the law, the terms sell, solicit, and negotiate, which determine when someone needs to obtain a producer license, are defined in the law. It clearly sets forth exceptions as to when a person does not need to obtain a producer license. It is very important to consumers that clerical people provide immediate assistance for their insurance needs or submit a claim to an insurance company. This does not represent a change as far as who will be required to be licensed or who is exempt from licensure. It provides true reciprocity for licensing of non-resident insurance producers. It clearly states the reasons a license can be denied, revoked, or suspended. This will be consistent among states, so we can issue a license to non-residents who are currently licensed in good standing in their home state. This permits all states to deny a license to rogue producers attempting to cross state lines and threaten consumers. It creates a uniform application process for licensing both resident and non-resident producers. It allows for the use of today's technology to implement electronic applications, appointment of producers with the insurance companies they represent, and the receiving of electronic payment of fees through the internet. It clearly states who is required to obtain an appointment or authorization with the insurers they represent. And lastly, it allows the director discretion in issuing certain types of limited lines licenses similar to the license held by a producer in his or her home state. With that overview, I would be happy to answer any questions. And if you are wanting to do any detailed section by section, Sam Meyer would be happy to do that for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Darla. Are there questions of Darla?
I just have an observation. It's interesting that we've got many, many pages where we eliminate the agent and broker term, and yet if we don't adopt the act, a National Association of Agents and Brokers will be established. I think that's sort of amusing.
Good observation.
Mr. Chairman, Darla, did you say if we don't pass this, we lose $3 million? Is that what you said?
We stand, yes, because if the National Association of Agents and Brokers is implemented, they would be doing the licensing of non-resident agents and collecting those fees, and for us, it's a little over $3 million.
Okay, thank you, Darla.
If that didn't pass, what would your responsibility be then if they... Basically,
in the insurance division?
Yeah.
Well, the insurance agent licensing is one one aspect of what we do. We do many other things. We examine insurance.
What's the agency? You just lose that.
We would not do non-resident agent licensing. We would continue to do resident. Is that true, Sam?
That's
correct. Okay. So you'd still okay. I'm trying.
We would lose the consumer protection piece too if a consumer filed a complaint against a rogue agent producer. That complaint would have to be referred to the National Association of Registered Agents and Brokers. In other words, call Washington.
Yeah, so you guys would be taken out of the mix altogether then. Okay, thank you very much. Are there other questions of Sam or Darla? There's been a lot of work in this bill. I mean, I guarantee it. I mean, so it's kind of one of those bills that we've got to look at and look to you people for leadership on this bill. And
excellent consent item.
Yeah, right. Right. We're really going to punish when we get to the floor. We're going to all take turns reading it. Is there further questions? It'd be like the appropriations bill. Yeah, go ahead, Senator Sutton.
I'm just on page 13 of this monster. You may give a temporary license or something like that and then be under the supervision of another insurance producer. What kind of a scenario would that entail where that may happen?
We had an actual experience in a community in South Dakota where an agent was extremely ill after numerous brain tumor surgeries and couldn't function in the capacity to operate his agency. And we went in and assisted, but had there been another producer in the agency or another employee who was familiar with the clients and with insurance coverage who wasn't already licensed, we could license that person in the agency to handle the licensable activities.
So what kind of maybe get to a sudden death or something of the main producer of that, and you have an assistant there who hasn't been licensed but has been operating the business and doing this, that they could temporarily sign for that person to keep the business going?
We actually have a situation right now where we have two brothers who have owned an agency, managed it together for many, many years. One of them was licensed, one of them was not. The one that was licensed passed away. And so we are in process and probably have already issued a temporary license to the other one who, you know, has really been involved in the business forever, just never took the test and got the license, which he's now in process of doing. So it's a temporary license for a certain number of days to give him an opportunity to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Other further questions? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 44? Further proponents? Ron.
Just quickly, I'm Ryan Schmidt from Pure. I'm representing the American Insurance Association, and we've worked closely with the Division of Insurance in reviewing and working on this project, and we endorse it and would appreciate your support.
Thank you, Ron. The questions, if not, further proponents of Senate Bill 44?
Mr. Chairman, Larry Arndt. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, and we support the bill as drafted.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 44? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 44? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 44. Senator Sutton. Senator Sutton moved to do pass. Is there a second? Second by Senator Bogue. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 44 going to the floor of the do pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Dugard?
Aye.
Runson?
Aye. Senate Bill... Say what?
You have Senate Bill 44 on the floor.
I'm trying to pawn it off.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, that's a Republican bill.
It affects you, affects it. Oh, yeah, right. There we go. This will take about 2 seconds. Yeah, there you go. Should we have a committee vote on this? To see who takes it? Is there a second? Second by Senator McCracken. All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. It's on the record. It's on the record. You got it, big guy. Yeah. It's a demo. There you go. Well, it works. Democracy works fine, doesn't it? You like it. Okay, here we go. We've got